Cambridge English, First Five. By the University of Cambridge ESOL Examinations, in conjunction with Cambridge University Press. This recording is copyright. CD 1. This is the Cambridge First Certificate in English Listening Test. Test 1. I'm going to give you the instructions for this test. I shall introduce each part of the test and give you time to look at the questions. At the start of each piece, you'll hear this sound. You'll hear each piece twice. Remember, while you're listening, write your answers on the question paper. You'll have 5 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. There will now be a pause. Please ask any questions now, because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. You'll hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer, A, B or C. 1. You hear the beginning of a lecture in a university. What is the lecture going to be about? A. The history of a place. B. Social problems. C. A person's life and work.
So, before I move on to the body of tonight's lecture, I'd like to say a few words about the historical background. In my view, and I know I'm not alone in this, you can only understand a creative person if you take account of both his family background and the society he or she was brought up in. With tonight's subject, Henry Whitestone, whose books we've all appreciated, what left a mark on him was the poverty he grew up in. Rural unemployment forced his father to go abroad to seek work, leaving young Henry to be raised in a family of women. So, before I move on to the body of tonight's lecture, I'd like to say a few words about the historical background. In my view, and I know I'm not alone in this, you can only understand a creative person if you take account of both his family background and the society he or she was brought up in. With tonight's subject, Henry Whitestone, whose books we've all appreciated, what left a mark on him was the poverty he grew up in. Rural unemployment forced his father to go abroad to seek work, leaving young Henry to be raised in a family of women.
2. You hear part of a radio program about an island. Why are there so few trees on the island now? A. Because of urban development. B. Because of the expansion of agriculture. C. Because of the action of the sea.
Looking at the island today, it's hard to believe much of it was once heavily wooded. There are only a handful of trees here now, and people assume they were cut down to make way for farming, or that houses have been built where the forests once stood. But in reality, that's not the case, because the forests were actually on land that has gradually disappeared as sea levels have risen. We know this because the evidence is still there. Occasionally, when we have storms, some of the sand is washed away, and little bits of tree stump are revealed on the beach. It's farmland that's been lost as the city's grown. Looking at the island today, it's hard to believe much of it was once heavily wooded. There are only a handful of trees here now, and people assume they were cut down to make way for farming, or that houses have been built where the forests once stood. But in reality, that's not the case, because the forests were actually on land that has gradually disappeared as sea levels have risen. We know this because the evidence is still there. Occasionally, when we have storms, some of the sand is washed away and little bits of tree stump are revealed on the beach. It's farmland that's been lost as the city's grown.
3. You hear a teenage boy talking on the radio about his family's efforts to earn money. What will the money be used for? A. Computer games. B. New clothes. C. An expensive car.
I come from a big family, and there's never enough money to spare. We're all mad about fashion, and we're always trying to think of ways to buy the latest designer stuff. Us older kids get weekend jobs at a local garage, washing cars. I love working with cars, but it doesn't pay much. Anyway, my youngest sister, who's 13, has invented a brilliant computer game. It's an adventure journey with puzzles you've got to solve at each stage to unlock doors or gates for the next stage. Dad's talking to an agent about it, so who knows? We might be millionaires. I come from a big family, and there's never enough money to spare. We're all mad about fashion, and we're always trying to think of ways to buy the latest designer stuff. Us older kids get weekend jobs at a local garage, washing cars. I love working with cars, but it doesn't pay much. Anyway, my youngest sister, who's 13, has invented a brilliant computer game. It's an adventure journey with puzzles you've got to solve at each stage to unlock doors or gates for the next stage. Dad's talking to an agent about it, so who knows? We might be millionaires.
4. You hear an announcement at a railway station. What should you do if you want to go to London? A. Await further instructions. B. Travel from a different platform. C. Get on the next train to arrive.
We regret to announce that the 12:33 from London to Oxford has been cancelled due to staff sickness. Passengers wishing to travel to Oxford should cross to Platform 7 and join the 12:45 service to Reading, where they will be able to connect with the stopping service to Oxford. We also regret to announce that the 12:38 express to London has been delayed. This is due to signal failure outside this station. Passengers should remain on this platform. An announcement will be made regarding the platform for the London train within the next 5 minutes. We regret to announce that the 12:33 from London to Oxford has been cancelled due to staff sickness. Passengers wishing to travel to Oxford should cross to Platform 7 and join the 12:45 service to Reading, where they will be able to connect with the stopping service to Oxford. We also regret to announce that the 12:38 express to London has been delayed. This is due to signal failure outside this station. Passengers should remain on this platform. An announcement will be made regarding the platform for the London train within the next 5 minutes.
5. You hear a man talking about newspapers. What does he say about the newspaper he reads? A. It's an essential part of life. B. It's an important source of information. C. It's useful for passing the time.
I flick through a newspaper on the train to work every day. I usually turn to the sport first. I'm not into politics, really. Then whatever catches my eye. Crime stories, general news, even keeping up with the gossip. Film stars, pop stars and what they're up to. But I steer clear of the serious papers. They're too big to handle comfortably on the train and they'd send me off to sleep in no time. It'd be a dull journey without a paper, but I'm just not one of those people who couldn't live without one. In fact, I don't bother with one at the weekends because I'm far too busy doing other things. I flick through a newspaper on the train to work every day. I usually turn to the sport first. I'm not into politics, really. Then whatever catches my eye. Crime stories, general news, even keeping up with the gossip. Film stars, pop stars and what they're up to. But I steer clear of the serious papers. They're too big to handle comfortably on the train and they'd send me off to sleep in no time. It'd be a dull journey without a paper, but I'm just not one of those people who couldn't live without one. In fact, I don't bother with one at the weekends because I'm far too busy doing other things.
6. You hear a conversation on the radio. What is the programme about? A. Solving traffic problems in cities. B. Studying nature and wildlife. C. Finding part of an ancient town.
Mike, what a pleasant change from what I'm used to in the city, with traffic, pollution and noise. But our programme is about cities, and all I can see in front of me is open fields and lots of wild birds.
Well, we're looking out across a very green field now, but there was a marketplace right here that's now buried, and a road that must have been so busy, the only way in for all the traders in this area. However, there are clues that we can see, even though now it looks like fields and woodland, doesn't it?
It is fields and woodland.
Yes, but if you look carefully...
Mike, what a pleasant change from what I'm used to in the city, with traffic, pollution and noise. But our programme is about cities, and all I can see in front of me is open fields and lots of wild birds.
Well, we're looking out across a very green field now, but there was a marketplace right here that's now buried, and a road that must have been so busy, the only way in for all the traders in this area. However, there are clues that we can see, even though now it looks like fields and woodland, doesn't it?
It is fields and woodland.
Yes, but if you look carefully...
7. You hear two people talking about a music festival they have been to. What do they agree about? A. The quality of the performances. B. The fairness of the prices. C. The standard of the accommodation.
That was just the best festival around. It was so well organised this year and I really enjoyed the bands.
But the car park is such a walk from the campsite. You've got to load everything onto your back, then wander around trying to find room to put up your tent.
It wasn't that far. You've got to admit there was a great atmosphere though.
Well, the music was good and there was lots of choice of food and it wasn't as expensive as I expected.
I don't know about that. I paid a fortune for that disgusting hamburger. That was just the best festival around. It was so well organised this year and I really enjoyed the bands.
But the car park is such a walk from the campsite. You've got to load everything onto your back, then wander around trying to find room to put up your tent.
It wasn't that far. You've got to admit there was a great atmosphere though.
Well, the music was good and there was lots of choice of food and it wasn't as expensive as I expected.
I don't know about that. I paid a fortune for that disgusting hamburger.
8. You hear a travel writer speaking on a radio programme. What aspect of his travels is he talking about? A. What he does to keep healthy. B. How he reduces the risk of accidents. C. Illnesses from which he has suffered.
When I go off on one of my expeditions, I always take multivitamin pills with me. They're vital for when you're in the middle of nowhere and all you get to eat is bread and a few beans. The kind of travelling I do is a bit risky sometimes, and it's hard to always get a balanced diet, but these pills seem to do the trick. I don't seem to get run down or get bugs. Other things happen, like I occasionally have to deal with bites or the odd sprained ankle, but on the whole, I can't complain. When I go off on one of my expeditions, I always take multivitamin pills with me. They're vital for when you're in the middle of nowhere and all you get to eat is bread and a few beans. The kind of travelling I do is a bit risky sometimes, and it's hard to always get a balanced diet, but these pills seem to do the trick. I don't seem to get run down or get bugs. Other things happen, like I occasionally have to deal with bites or the odd sprained ankle, but on the whole, I can't complain.
That is the end of part 1.